Thank you and good morning. A Garberville resident was arrested by the California Highway Patrol for driving under the influence following a collision in Mendocino County that caused a semi-truck to spill fuel onto the roadway. 58-year-old Garberville resident Gerald Stillwell was headed south on the highway just north of Black Oak Ranch when his pickup truck crossed the center line of the road, colliding head-on with the semi-truck. The semi spilled more than 70 gallons of fuel onto the roadway, and emergency crews closed down both lanes for more than 2.5 hours as they cleaned up the spillage. CHP officers discovered that Stillwell was under the influence, and he was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail. The California Highway Patrol in the Garberville area arrested a man on Tuesday morning who had an arrest warrant out of Fortuna following a vehicle pursuit. Around 2 o'clock, officers spotted a vehicle that had previously been involved in a pursuit with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, and CHP attempted a traffic stop. The truck took off instead as it continued northbound on Highway 101 just north of Redwood Drive, and the pursuit ended when the suspect vehicle crashed into a tree after traveling on Dyerville Loop Road. The driver, 42-year-old Arthur Howitt, was arrested and booked into county jail, and the passenger, considered to be an innocent party, was transported back to Fortuna. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office served a search warrant at a residence in Lewiston and arrested a man who allegedly discharged his firearm during a recent assault. Deputies served a search warrant on Monday at the residence of 39-year-old Robert Holman, who was not home at the time of the search. Deputies located the firearm and also discovered several pounds of processed marijuana, along with an abundance of butane honey oil. Holman was located later in the afternoon, and he was arrested and booked into Trinity County Jail for discharge of a firearm in a negligent manner, possession of marijuana, as well as possession of a controlled substance. The Eureka Police Department responded to Harris and F Streets after an 80-year-old woman was struck and killed while crossing F Street on Monday morning. The victim, later identified as Maria Bosner, was waiting to cross F and had the walking sign to cross. That's when a 57-year-old male driver, who was stopped at the light on F Street, made a left turn and struck Bosner, causing fatal injuries. The Eureka Police Department is continuing the investigation. The Eureka Police Department is searching for 2 male suspects who committed armed robbery at a bank in the 2800 block of F Street. 2 masked men entered the business and one of them drew a handgun at the teller and then fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A reminder for residents in Mendocino County that PG&E helicopters will fly low today and throughout tomorrow to check for trees near power lines. The recent weather has caused trees and branches that were already weakened by drought conditions to fall into power lines, leading to outages. Helicopters will fly as close as 200 feet from this morning until 4 in the afternoon. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Delnor County judge sentenced 41-year-old Crescent City resident Holly Maridi to 6 years in state prison for first-degree residential burglary. Maridi was a supervisor at the Crescent City Post Office when a lengthy investigation was being conducted by the Office of the Inspector General, as several packages that were being mailed to veterans turned up missing prescription pain medication. Maridi committed several residential burglaries involving 2 employees she supervised. She manipulated the employees' work schedules to create an opportunity to commit the crimes when she knew the victims were at work. Hundreds of community members signed a petition to have the court grant Maridi probation, but she was ultimately sentenced to 6 years. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z funding will hold their first meeting of the new year tomorrow afternoon, as another round of funding from the sales tax measure is being considered. The meeting will be held at the Board of Supervisors chamber from 2 until 4 p.m. The National Weather Service Office in Eureka has issued a high surf advisory for the North Coast that will be in effect this afternoon and going into Thursday. Residents are advised to use caution when on North Coast beaches, as high surf will be prevalent along with sneaker waves, making for unpredictable conditions. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.